Name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we are celebrating the day of Saint John, the of Shanghai and San Francisco. He was a beautiful saint that you can compare to him a little bit. He reminded us of Saint Seraphim of Sarovsky. I was one of the fortunate ones that was able to be an altar boy when he would come to serve in our church. And so much peace was coming out of him, so much love we felt. And we just wanted to be sticking by him. We didn't want to leave him. And he showed us all the time so much love. And my beloved, he had loved the Lord more than anything in the world. And he had was clinging to the Lord all the time. He was not able to be without the Lord. He couldn't, just like St. John of Cross, he wanted to receive communion, and he did just about every day. And he continued to stay in prayer all the time. And after the official services, then he would immediately, he wouldn't do like we do, go and rest and eat or something, but he would immediately take the Holy Communion, and he would run and many times on foot go to hospitals and to visit the sick and give them communion. And many times, even when the people wouldn't ask him, if the relatives wouldn't call him to come to the sick, he would know. The Lord would reveal to him who needs to receive communion and the last rites, and he would come. And one time there was a situation where he came actually to, on a request of somebody, that said, our father or our relative is dying, but would you please go and give him communion? And he comes into the hospital, and it was late at night, and he comes over. But instead of going to the one that is supposed to be dying, according to the relatives, he comes to a young man that was playing the guitar or something and sitting on the bed and having a good time. He comes over to him and says, you have to go to confession today and receive communion. And he had the young man succumbed to what the saint said, and he went to confession, and the saint gave him communion, and the relative said, but we called you for this man, and he's dying. He says, no, he will live a few more years, but this young man is going to die tonight. And this is exactly what happened. The young man died that night, and after receiving the communion, and was prepared by St. John to go right into the kingdom of heaven. And this man got well and lived for quite a while yet. And there are many, many true stories of what happened with the saint, how he saved literally thousands of people from the red plague or the communists, and how he had was able to do those things that it would seem to be impossible, but he was able to do it, including building that giant church in San Francisco of Joy of All Sorrows, of the Mother of God. And the city didn't want it to be done, but he came in right into the township. He came in there and started to do a malebin, and then those who were in charge said, how long would this man be staying there and praying? I said, all the time until we give him what he was asking for. And he was able to conquer that. He was known also that there was a time it stops the traffic. I think it was in Paris. And it was the day of the killing of Alexander the Second, who had freed the Serbs, and he stood in the middle of the road and started to have a panichida. He'd do things like that, walking around barefoot, until finally it was told to Metropolitan Anastasia, and the Metropolitan Anastasia ordered him to take and to wear the shoes or take the shoes anyway. And so the next thing that the people noticed that he's carrying the shoes underneath his armpit to fulfill the request that he should be having shoes with him. And so my beloved, but then of course he was walking in sandals later on, he was also making a little bit fun of the life over here, and he didn't, for some people it looked like he wasn't serious. He was his hair was uncouth. It seemed to be flying all over, and he would also, even though he would eat very, very little, and when he would eat, he would scandalize usually the cooks and so on. He would put in the same plate everything, whether it is sweet or sour or bitter, whatever it is, he would put everything in one bowl, and he would eat, and it was, of course, scandalized. And some of them, they didn't understand why he was doing that, to show us we shouldn't be looking to please our taste buds. That's not that important. And we should just eat enough to sustain our life. And of course, he ate very, very little. And then, of course, when it comes to fasting time, and if somebody invites him to their house during the fasting time, whether it would be on Wednesday, Friday, or some little fast, or any time of a fasting, he would look at the table, and then he would say the prayer to bless the food, and then he would say, Jesus Christ, bless the food of thy servants, except for the meat and the milk and the eggs and whatever else he saw that wasn't lentil. My beloved, that's how he was. And of course, people didn't like that, those who were breaking the Lent, so they stopped inviting him. But then, of course, he was also very strict. He wanted people to come to all-night vigil and to the liturgy on every Saturday and for holidays and so on, and Sunday. My beloved, when he would hear that there somebody is giving a ball for the benefit of some orphanage or some other worthwhile cause, but they would make that ball or the concert on the night before a holiday, or the Saturday night, or before some holiday, he was fighting that. One time he came in after the service, he came in right where they had the ball and they having the time of their life, it seems. He came in, walked right on top of the stage and gave them a good lecture about that they should not do those things. It's not pleasing to God, even though they would collect, and they collected some money for a good cause, but they should never do that during the time of the service. And so many have tried to curtail that and tried not to do it anymore. And he, my beloved, was loved by children as he had loved them. And he was loved by all those who really saw beyond the temporary things. And at a time when the Metropolitan Anastasi, they wanted to retire and they had to be chosen another metropolitan. He was a candidate to become a metropolitan, he and Vodika Nikon. And the voices, or the votes were half and half. And then he or Vodika Nikon, they agreed that they're taking their candidacy open and put the youngest of the bishop, who happened to be now, who is a Saint Fivariat Metropolitan. They made him a Metropolitan. He wasn't never looking for glory or for praise, but he was working from the moment that his eyes were opened. He never slept in the bed. He always sit only in the easy chair, and he would sometimes take little naps, but he never would sleep long, because most of the time he was in a prayer. We have to prepare ourselves, warm up our hearts to pray, but he never did. Because he was always in prayer. He was always in prayer. He absolutely knew what St. John of Kronstadt was saying, that I don't understand how you can be without a prayer for an hour, hour and a half. And he said, oh, what am I talking about? For a minute and a half. Well, St. John of St. Heinz, St. Francisco, of course, he was in a constant prayer. He was in constant prayer. And for who? For whom? For me, for you, for all the world, for the whole world. He wasn't praying just for himself. He just couldn't do it. He had too much love for everybody, and he had to pray for everybody, as he does right now. He prays for us in the kingdom of heaven. It says he wants our salvation because he loves us. My beloved, let's cling to the heavenly dwellers. Let's understand who our real friends are, and who the friends that will never betray us, and who they are and where they are. And of course, they're all in the heaven, those who do not betray us. And nowadays, so many people are betraying each other. So little love is in this world. And of course, this was always a very difficult thing for St. John to bear, and he had to pray. He had to pray for the Lord to be merciful and bring us to our senses. My beloved St. John of Shanghai and San Francisco is listening and looking at us through the grace of God. He is looking at all of us and asking us to please follow in my example a little bit, at least try to make sure that when you pray from your heart. Because when you give lip service, it's not really a prayer. But if you pray from your heart, then God will listen to you and will give you, according to your request, whatever is good for your soul, or for salvation for your soul, or salvation of others. Let's love one another and be worried and caring for one another, and be always trying to pray for one another. And if we see our brothers or sisters or anybody in trouble spiritually, especially, pray our heart. Let's pray our heart for them, so that the Lord will somehow touch their hearts, where they can change and start to come to the road. And they, even though it's narrow and thorny, but it's the road that leads to the kingdom of heaven. May St. John help us in our striving to try to make, to go to the kingdom of heaven. Help us and Don't let the enemy make a fool of us and hide behind our loved ones and make us angry or irritated. Take away all those things from us and give us some of that beautiful feeling that you had, the peace around yourself. And let us be able to have that. For the Lord says, peace I give unto you, not like the peace in the world. And this is truly the peace that the Lord gives us, is the calmness in our heart and the love, absolutely the love for everyone around us. Amen.